This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At the end of this, wait, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. Again, it's hard to believe that this year is almost over. We will plunge into 2017, and things are only going to get more interesting. All over the world, there are populist revolutions against tyranny. And if you read an actual establishment publication, the type of communiques they have between governments, between ambassadors, between Fortune 100 companies, between think tanks, they're very, very clear about the planetary government, how they're trying to dumb people down, how they're trying to end the family, how they're trying to end hope, how they're trying to make humans obsolete, how they're trying to consolidate media, how they're trying to phase out cash, how they're trying to phase out normal barter systems and normal human sustainable communities in the name of sustainability. Everything's upside down. But they're in trouble. But instead of backing off, they are intensifying their operations. So the immovable object is about to run into the unstoppable force. And when that happens, you get a big bang. And the big bangs politically and militarily we've had before have killed hundreds of millions of people in the last century. When the world had about half the population it does now, on average, in the aggregate. And we didn't have the weapons we have now, so I'll just be honest with you. That's all I can do. If I was a selfish man, I'd be selling everything I've got and getting out of the United States or Europe. I'd be getting out of the Middle East. I'd be getting out of Latin America. I'd be getting out of Africa. I'd be getting out of many areas in Asia. And there's not many safe places to go. I mean, maybe some tiny islands in the South Pacific. And then what, you're only safe for a little while? There's a lot of positive movements happening, but again, a lot of negative movements happening. And they're coming together like a spring storm when the cold weather is running into the hot weather. What do you get? Giant strings of tornadoes, maelstroms, black squalls, floods. But the floods we're going to have here are collapsing borders, disenfranchised third world starving populations, warlords, military kingpins, mercenary combines, leaking nuclear reactors, collapsing infrastructure, corrupt, decadent, disconnected elites, weaponized media even dumbing people down more. The answer is prosperity and innovation and a purpose-driven life. The globalists don't want purpose-driven people. They want cogs that fit neatly into algorithms. And so because our world predominantly in the last 60 years has been envisioned by a group of psychological hijackers, we are now entering into a very, very dangerous, tumultuous time. We come back. I'm going to do my best. It's all I can try to do to cover the news. There is a ridiculous graphic being sent around the web, just like all these other anonymous lists. I mean, one was made by a professor lady saying what was real news, what wasn't. She had to withdraw it because of lawsuit threats. The Washington Post admitted that some unnamed group had given them a list that they claimed was listing who the Russian-controlled media was. They retracted that last Wednesday. Well, now they've got another nebulous, unsourced document floating around, and it's hilarious. I mean, you want some humor, baby. We're about to give it to you. But I'm going to use this graph to actually break down from my view. It's based on history and reality and real research. Who really is who? Straight ahead. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. We are now 36 days out from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States. If this feat can be attained, it will be a giant leap for humanity against the forces of globalism. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com news studios, I'm Alex Jones. You got to say, number one enemy of the New World Order after Donald Trump. We are honored to be here and very, very thankful. Thank you for joining us today. Where to begin? Judge deals death blow to anti-Trump faithless electors. Says that they must basically honor the popular vote. That's from Clifford Cunningham up on Infowars.com. 20 Trump delegates could flip, we're being told. The group is openly run by a think tank, control of the Democrats and the Clintons, and it's headed up by Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Can't make that up. Trump appoints immigration hawk Stephen Miller as senior policy advisor. 30-year-old former top Sessions aide advises Trump. Populist earthquake makes 2017 the great unknown. That's right, it's populism, nationalism, not racism. It's awakening to the corporate global government. So that's just some of the news in that stack. We've got the really big news, proof foreign governments did interfere in the election to help Hillary Clinton. The communist Chinese and Saudi Arabia wrote news articles in their state-run media bragging they'd given hundreds of millions into the campaign. But because they control the Justice Department, no charges. But they're saying the Russians hacked it. Now they're saying that the UK UKIP was run by the Russians, and so the vote should be ignored. And Italy trying to pull out of the EU, that should be ignored last week. On and on and on.
I don't think we have even begun to wake up to what Russia is doing when it comes to cyber warfare. Not only their interference, now proven in the American presidential campaign, probably in our own referendum last year. We don't have the evidence for that yet, but I think it's highly probable. Certainly in the French presidential election, they will be involved, and there are already serious concerns in the German Secret Service that Russia is already interfering in the elections coming up. We've got to wake up to this. When are we going to wake up to this?
That's like a baby Keith Olbermann. That's from the British Parliament there in the UK, in London. Notice he said it's been proven. It's been proven, according to Ben Bradshaw, a member of Parliament in the UK, that Russia hacked the U.S. election. No, it hasn't. Turns out the other 16 intelligence agencies say, no, we don't concur with this. There's no evidence, no intent. It's not real. But the news media says all 17 agencies agree Russia did it. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and China, as well as the EU, bragged that they were involved in our elections and used their state-run media that goes into the United States, like BBC here in the U.S., to lobby against Trump. 90%+ of the coverage of Trump was negative. We all know that. But no. The Russians, with a GDP of Italy and a population of like 180 million people, it supposedly overpowered the whole world. People aren't mad at globalism. People aren't voting against the corporate takeover. People aren't voting against austerity. No, they love it. It was the Russians. Meanwhile, CNN, again, in a new statement, says national emergency. CNN urges press to blame Trump. Win on Russia. And I just mentioned it. Russia conspiracy theory spreads the UK Parliament. Now Putin blamed for Brexit. This man is all powerful. Imagine if we could cut into the Kremlin and actually hear what Putin's saying over his different TV screens like a James Bond villain talking to his minions. My evil extends across all time, all galaxies, all dimensions. Look into me one last time. This is Putin. Trump, do as I say. Nigel Farage, do as I say. Alex Jones, do as I say. Italian voters, do as I say. Icelanders, you are under my control. Brazil wants to pull out of the global union because of Putin. All across the world, people are angry at the IMF and World Bank, not for abusing them, not for austerity, not for robbing them, but because of the mighty, all-powerful, multivariate, multidimensional colossus, Destructor Maximus, Supremo Vladimir Putin. The day of doom is here. Hold on.
Yes, Master, what do I do?
But I like the IMF and World Bank being tax-exempt and raising my taxes and saying that my children belong to the government. I like Obamacare doubling, tripling prices. I like the borders wide open. I like being told I'm a bitter cleaner. Putin, don't order me to fight the New World Order. I love it. It's because you're telling me to fight them that I'm fighting them. Oh, wait. Yes, must do as Putin says. Oh, thank you, Master.
We've reached the point where they have Democratic congressmen on Fox News at the same table with Tucker Carlson overlooking the White House. Going, oh, you work for the Russians then, huh?
And see, Carlson starts laughing, but it's not a laughing matter, and I get laughing at it too. But they mean business, folks. They mean to tell the sheeple out there that we really are evil people.
Before I go off the rails here, let me get back to the other news. Here's some good news, and I've always pointed this out. As you decriminalize drugs, drug use goes down. You do not make it legal, just like you don't sell Everclear 200 proof to people under 21. You have it controlled, you tax it, you regulate it, and you put up billboards talking about how losers do it. If you make drugs cool, it makes people want to use them. It makes there be huge profits in it, so then people see it as glamorous and avant-garde. And that was all done on purpose. That's been declassified. When the whole prohibition thing ended after 10 years in the early 30s, they had to have something new for the black market, for the mafia, and many police departments had been corrupted by it. And the banks were addicted to the drug money, to the alcohol money. So they made narcotics illegal that had been sold in drug stores everywhere. You could walk in, buy heroin, cocaine, you name it, whatever you wanted. And there was a minority of folks that used it, of every race, color, and creed, but it was a small minority. When they made it illegal, within decades, it was everywhere. Because you created an incentive to push it by making it illegal, by putting bigger profits into it. You make it a sad joke, drug use goes down. There are a bunch of European countries, it's well known, like Portugal and others, that have decriminalized drugs, the Netherlands. And it made drugs use go way, way down, generally about 50%. Here's the numbers. Drug use and drinking are down amongst U.S. teens massively in a new federal study. Down 22% on the drug front. Now, that's just in 1 year. Now, why is that important? Youth marijuana use down despite greater legalization. Because you're not making it cool anymore. That's why. It's called psychology. That's why they're so stupid in mainstream media trying to ban us. If you think we were kicking your butt before, you openly said we're liars, deceivers, we should be arrested, we should be sued. By you openly having the EU, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, Comedy Central, NPR, the Washington Post, the New York Times say, shut us down. By you doing that, you've only turned us into rock stars. Take it to the whole next level. But again, it's that hubris, it's that delusion in the globalist that they just can't seem to figure out the mistake they've made that other past corrupt systems have made as well. So we're going to talk about that some more. There are problems, though. Kids as young as 8 suspected of violent early morning robbery in Fort Greene, outside of New York. Some of the best soldiers are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old because they're fearless. Wonder who's behind it, though. So we're going to get into all of this. We've got really big news on the Trump effect. Lawmakers now fixing California's government-fueled water crisis. All Trump had to do was make a phone call. IBM to hire another 25,000 jobs, they announced, because of Trump. That's Daily Mail. If you don't like Trump, you can move to Venezuela. That basically has almost no electricity. People are now eating their dogs and cats. Whole thing's collapsing. Cities in Sweden told to prepare for war because of the Islamic invasion. And when we come back from break, ex-CIA chief says Trump risks blame for an attack if he skips briefings. They're really beating this drum when Trump is getting briefings from Booz Allen and from others, and Wall Street has consortium systems they can subscribe to for millions a year, which Trump does, that gives you intel above intel, where the intelligence agencies actually get their information out of the raw feeds from Google, Facebook, Twitter, the stock market, and foreign governments. The CIA, folks, now gets its intel from corporate sources, about 90% of it. So it just shows the total antiquated bull. The CIA is a political, discredited lie factory, well known. He said that 6 months ago. He goes, I don't want those briefings. Well, they're going to lie to me. Because he's being advised by top generals that were there when Obama ordered them to aid al-Qaeda and ISIS. And that's all coming out in the news today as well. We're going to go to break. Don't forget, it's only running till this Friday. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. If you order by Friday, guaranteed shipping anywhere in the 50 states, not just in the lower 48 or the continental. And that supports the broadcast. Discounts of up to 50% off on colloidal silver, 25% off on DNA Force, though I'm told it's already sold out. 30% off on a bunch of other items. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. These are great items and a great way to not fight traffic and get your shopping done.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated.
When we come back in the next long segment, I'm going to go over this ridiculous chart that the mainstream media is passing around and promoting, that shows what trusted media is and what it isn't. And it is so ridiculous. It's so over-the-top deceptive that it's comical, but also very dangerous. We're going to get to that coming up in the next segment. We're also going to get to Europe, including France and England, are going to have to build big walls to keep the illegals out. You go, well, what do you mean England has a big English Channel like 80 miles across from France and you know, its coastline there in Normandy and Burgundy? But the illegals go through the tunnel and jump on the trains, so they're going to build walls on both sides so they can't even get in to the ferry enclosures and to the tunnel enclosures because they're hijacking the trucks, everything, and just busting through the police every day. It's bedlam. And cities in Sweden are told to prepare for war, migrant crisis spiraling out of control. That's Infowars.com. Paul, it links to local reports in Sweden. This is not in the news. I mean, they declared civil emergency in France and Sweden on the highways. It's like something out of a zombie movie. We've shown the videos here where you drive over a hill and 20,000 invading Islamics just pull you out of your car, rape your wife, kill you, and it's just hardly even in the news. It's reached total cuckoo land. But first,
Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. All the world is waiting for you and the power you possess. In your satin tights, fighting for your rights and the old red, white, and blue.
I meant to get to this yesterday, but I'm going to cover it now. No more Wonder Woman. I guess that means no more Leanne McAdoo.
Wonder Woman. Now the world is ready for you. And the one
yes, Linda Carter, please tie me up in the lasso immediately. Now, I'm like a brunette with blue eyes, huh, guys? I like ladies every shape, color, eye color, you name it. I just love God's creations. Now, let's get serious here. Wonder Woman, the UN has said she's too white, and so she can no longer be an ambassador to the United Nations. They've always had every supermodel, no matter what color they are, has to pledge allegiance to the United Nations, and every Miss America has to say what she plans to do with her life is help UNICEF and the children. Total cover for the evil of the United Nations and its mass murder operations and child kidnapping rings that it publicly runs worldwide. The New York Times will call that fake news. You can just Google UN sex trade. They are the kings of it. Dine Corps has been caught, you name it. UN to end Wonder Woman's role, this is the London Guardian, as an honorary ambassador because she's attractive and white. Oh, I'm sorry, being attractive is hateful too because you might not be attractive. Plans to use superhero in an honorary role in an employment campaign to fight for gender equality. Promoted criticism that the choice sent the wrong messages. London Guardian. Isn't that just darling? Now, continuing, all over the country, they've said at colleges, don't show paintings of the football team or men being masculine, even if they're black, because a man being masculine is aggressive and has hints of rape. And they're now, you know, they have that song, Come Inside, Honey, it's you know, it's cold outside. You know that song? Last week they announced that's not going to be aired because saying, hey, you know, come inside, it's cold, it's warm in here with a woman in a sexy voice. That implies rape. Normal human interaction is evil. The big mega state cult says we can't have it. You're not in a science fiction dystopia movie. You're not in THX-1138. You're in 2016. And here it is. There it is. Activists pushed a ban. Baby, it's cold outside. Can we come in the next segment with that? Can we find that? Thank you. But it gets better. Paul Joseph Watson has an article on this that links directly to the advisory at the college. University says holiday instead of Christmas is not politically correct enough. First, don't say Christmas, say holiday. Then don't say holiday. All over the country, I see these articles every Christmas. If it happened here in Texas this year, do not hand out Christmas cards. See, you have free speech. You have a First Amendment. You can hand out Satanism cards. You can hand out cards about how you love race cars or how you love hiking or how you love a local football team. Whatever you want. In your own time, at lunch, you can hand out those cards. You can communicate. You can pass out comic books to your friends. You can bring an extra sandwich to your friends. Now they're saying parents shouldn't pack their own lunches for their kids because you can't be trusted. Well, now they're banning it, saying some people don't have holidays in their belief system, so you having one isn't inclusive. Everybody doesn't have a mother or father either. Meanwhile, Trump's given a speech and says we're going to say Merry Christmas again, and it's seen as radical. This is a cult telling us we can have no culture, but whatever we download on a daily basis from them, let's break free from it. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing.
Listen
floor.
To the fire.
Guess that's Bing Crosby and Baby It's Cold Outside. Imagine a man and a woman of the human species that have huddled together in the cold for eons.
The neighbors might say
now. Talking about it being cold and snowy and you get frisky and you want to go in and curl up in the bed or curl up on the couch in front of the fire and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or, Lord forbid, a little Kahlua. And there's nothing more horrible than that. So we need this big state and this big media to come insert itself in the middle of that and call for that to be banned as well. That's right. College groups and other organizations are calling for it. We just put it up on screen to ban it. And a lot of radio stations are saying, yes, we will. And you see, the corporations like that because it's all part of intimidating the public, setting the precedent to ban speech and to make everything hurtful except Google and others working 5 years ago to fund the Arab Spring and overthrow 11 different countries and kill close to a million people, 300,000+ in Syria alone. That's liberal to, with Saudi Arabia and proxy armies, take over and kill Muslims that aren't radical, Christians, Jews, you name it, enslave women, sell them into sex slavery, cut their genitals off, throw Catholic priests off the top of buildings, kill Orthodox priests, kill Orthodox nuns. That's cute. That's fun. But don't you say, baby, it's cold outside. No, no, no. No, you don't. And the police in Sweden, the police in Germany have gone public and said, we've been ordered when women are raped or people are even killed to cover it up and say that it was a German that did it or a Swede when it's a illegal. Who was a Somali who was here illegally that stabbed 9 people in Ohio? And what did Obama say? Don't say it's Islam. And then now they've got liberal groups coming out saying they're looking at suing the cop because he didn't have a right to shoot a guy running at him with a butcher knife who'd already been running people over with cars. It's all protected. Yeah, let's show some folks. Just go to YouTube and type in migrants storm the tunnel in France or migrants storm out of tunnel in England. And I mean, there's videos going back 10 years that just shows men at night going rawr, like they're Normandy rawr, out of the tunnel, hanging on trains. Rawr, and the police are ordered to stand down as guys are running by going. Rawr. And as soon as they get to social workers or Lundestan and the Islamic mayor, all free welfare, new identities, whatever they want. And they all just laugh. And their imams preach in London and preach in Jerusalem. Your women are ours. You are weak. We will breed you out. Whites are evil. Islam rules. And you think, well, Islam's not about color. Oh, they've picked up the whole liberal anti-white thing, too. And then I've got in Cologne and in Berlin, the Green parties in their meetings going, it is good no more white people. Germans are bad. And it's white Germans saying it. White women. Now, let's go further. In Berlin, the Secretary of State was just elected, and she's an Islamicist who wants to enforce Sharia law. That was in the news yesterday, but she doesn't wear a headdress or burqa when she's up there, and she's got this crazed power look in her eye. Can we pull that up? Berlin's new Secretary of State. New Attorney General, promote Sharia law. And then it's got quotes of her, and it's got her up there on the dais looking like she's on a power trip. What is it about all these globalists? They always have this, like whether it's Hollande or whether it's Legrand or anything. They have these weird, crazed looks in their eyes. Like they're just seething with power like some type of villain from a movie. It was actually an Infowars.com article linked to the German news. It was Berlin, New Berlin. Was it the Secretary of State or Attorney General? I think the Secretary of State for that state supports Sharia law. Here, let me try. See, I get obsessed with these searches. I've got to show people where I can continue. It's New German. It was like, they said German. That was Berlin when you read later. New German Secretary Sharia law. Let me get that up right there. Oh, this thing is so slow. Keep going here. Doesn't matter how long it takes. This thing's got problems. Here we go. New German Secretary Sharia law. Boom. That should bring it up. And let's see. Put Infowars.com behind it, guys, and you'll get it. And we can put that on screen. I just have to. It's not the crew's bad. They're better searchers than I am most of the time. It's just that sometimes I get this OCD obsession now with showing something, and I won't be able to continue. This doesn't have internet. I've got to rebroadcast. Let's go ahead and get a video ready. We have it? Okay. I must have it. I must prove it. I must document it. I must show everyone. We've got a John Bowne report that's pretty important anyways, and I want to come back with this key map, and I want to kind of reset for that anyways. This is really big news and really, really important. There it is. Berlin's new Secretary of State is pro-Sharia law, conservative Muslim. Good. That's Breitbart. And we have an Infowars.com headline as well. I don't care who got it first. I want people to see that. I have to show them that it was Infowars. So let's put that headline in. And let's put InfoWars.com. There it is. That's what I wanted. Look at the power-tripping look in that woman's eyes. And I've been out at the communist rallies and the anti-free speech rallies and the anti-Trump rallies, and it's Muslim women wearing burqas, but their eyes are looking at me just like that. But what is she doing out without her burqa on, up there lecturing Germans that are wanting to commit cultural suicide? What is she doing? Because under Sharia law, she can't drive a car or do jack crap. I want to know. Because I can't go to most Muslim nations and practice my religion or be free. So don't come here and tell me I'm a bigot because I don't want to go under your control while they're banning Christmas everywhere and saying I can't even say happy holidays in a college. I have free speech. I can say whatever I want. They've got conservatives fooled. They think Thomas Jefferson was wrong. He said separation of church and state in a letter about the First Amendment, explaining that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the press and the right to assemble and the rest of it. You understand that? German minister refuses to wear a hijab during Saudi Arabia visit. Basically, Merkel called for burqa ban. She's being forced to do that, but then says Germans should assimilate and accept Islam. But why am I getting at all this? Why am I so upset? It's because under the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, it guards your religious right because the government can't have an official religion and make you practice it. But we can leave our founding Christian symbols up and we can have nativity scenes. But beyond that now, they're trying to tell individuals, if you're at a public event or anything with any government funding, that you don't have speech. They even tell churches under 501c3 to tell their practitioners, don't talk about politics at this church lunch. That's pure bull. They're putting blinders and gags on the American people, and I'm done. Now, before I go any further, because I've got some over-the-top incredible news I want to break down today and a bunch of guests, but I've got to get to this. I had no idea how popular this would be, and so I guess we miscalculated on the amount of this toothpaste we bought. That's a great thing because this helps fund our operation. Now, at $9.95, though, we don't make a lot of money off of it, so order yourself one, stock up on it, buy some for friends and family. This was 3 years in the making. My father is a chemist, an oral surgeon, and a retired dentist, and he's worked again on getting major, you know, drugs approved that were herbal supplements, so he knows what he's doing. And we're not allowed, because of contractual issues, to say who made this, because they're a private labeler, but it is the biggest producer of toothpaste in the United States, and it's who makes the leading brand of organic non-fluoride toothpaste. I can say that. So just like our colloidal silver is the biggest lab in the country that supplies Whole Foods with their label on average for $24.95, we sell it for $9.95. It's $9.95 right now, our colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Store-wide free shipping on everything, 30% off on the other products. It's just a massive sale. Only until Friday can we guarantee you'll get it before Christmas in the United States. But we're now launching what my dad developed, and he said, son, I'm going to do it all. He even did the graphics, which a lot of people actually like how simple the graphics are. He even named it. He said, just let me do it, because for some reason I couldn't get it done. So that was about a year ago. I've been trying for 2 years to get this top company to be able to do this, to put true iodine in, that's the atomic iodine, and nano colloidal silver together in one toothpaste with peppermint and tea tree oil. My dad just rants and raves about this. I've been using it for several months before it finally came in on the 18-wheeler made right here in America. This is unbelievable. This is hands down. I'm going to move to put this in stores. I've never done that with any of our products. I'm going to move to do a kind of a fancier label. Or who knows, people kind of like this simple label. Super Blue is the name, because real iodine turns blue, not red. So its blue color isn't coloring. It comes out white and turns blue once you start adding oxygen, showing that the iodine is then activating. It's incredible. And then it's got colloidal silver. You talk about amazing. Nano silver, iodine, peppermint oil, xylitol, and other key ingredients. And it's fluoride-free, made and developed right here in the USA. It's $9.95, normally $12. It's discounted out of the gates. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can call toll-free as well. Super Blue, non-fluoride toothpaste with iodine, nano silver, recommended by Alex Jones. 4 ounces. It's a big container. InfoWars Life. Super Blue. And getting into what happens with gingivitis and how a lot of ventricle infections in the heart are caused by bad hygiene. You got to floss. You got to brush. You got to get scaled 3 times a year. And I'm telling you, folks, what iodine does and what fluoride, countering systems do, like the iodine, which is the good halogen, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the broadcast. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, 30% off. Silver Bullet, 50% off. Brain Force, with 20% more in each bottle, 33% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, super high quality, Vitamin B12, 30% off. Bio True Selenium, 30% off. And a bunch of other specials I don't have time to name. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, by the way, earlier, it has nothing to do with the crew. I've never been OCD in my life. But now I've got an OCD about if I'm talking about something particularly and I want to see it and then I can't find it, I just get it, I just get neurotic, and I apologize. It has nothing to do with the crew. I kind of freeze up now, and I'm like, I've got to show people where they say this. If I'm making a claim, I've got to show you because it's so incredible. And I wanted to see her hateful face for TV viewers. Her power-tripping face, her hypocritical face, when she supports Sharia law, enslaving women, making them wear burqas, and she's out running around openly not doing it, in this open, inclusive Western country that's brought her in, and then she basically is just arrogantly angry about it, trying to make us convert to her cult. I'm done. Now, before I go any further, speaking of how they're banning Wonder Woman, saying she's attractive and she's white, so the UN doesn't want her anymore, well, we don't want you, UN. And again, I love everybody. I love all, it's this thing that whiteness is inherently evil. Get rid of it. It's just sick. They're trying to create racism, classism, sexism. They're trying to create a total clash of civilizations, and it's evil. It's wrong. I'm not against Islam in general. It's had some good ages in it and had some developments, but it's very aggressive right now, very cancerous. It's dominating and enslaving Muslims all around them, taking over the world. Muslims kill more of each other than anybody else. It needs reformation. The Democratic Party needs to be reformed. The Republican Party does. The elites are out of control. They're disconnected, and they're teaming up with any authoritarianism to suppress the people. And then you've got all these black leaders, formerly Jesse Jackson, James Brown, you name it. James Brown, Jim Brown, and so many others that have known Trump for 40 years and know that the guy's super nice, super cool, hires a ton of African Americans when they're qualified, hires white people when they're qualified, just goes off how hard working you are and promotes people and bought up these racist golf courses 35 years ago, the last two in the country that didn't let blacks and Jews in and made them all inclusive. They just know it's not true. So they've come out in defense of Trump, and they're being demonized by the race-pimping folks on CNN, MSNBC, who know full well what they're doing. So here we've got a video. NFL legends praise Donald Trump. Jim Brown, Ray Lewis, and others are now guilty of trumping while black, like Kanye West, who isn't perfect, but is now divorcing his wife and says he's getting out all the liberal garbage, and he doesn't believe the lies about Trump because he's known him for years, and came out in support of him, and then didn't hit anybody, didn't attack anybody. They said, you need to settle down, you're crazy, and grabbed him and locked him up in a mental institution for almost 2 weeks. Now the media is demonizing him as he dare visits president-elect. He took the red pill. Like Trump said, black unemployment has almost doubled under Obama. What do you got to lose? He's calling for these companies to invest in urban, mainly black areas. That's part of the phone calls. And what will really make me happy, I'm going to get that tax on corporations cut, is I want you to move into these burnout urban centers. It's beyond real political correctness. It's actually bringing prosperity and self-respect that will end all this poverty and crap that the globalists are pushing to control us. Now, let's get to this clip, because then the media comes out and demonizes it. Here's NFL legends praise Donald Trump. Then I'm going to get to this incredible map. Here we go.
And to me, it's a match made in heaven. It's something that rather than go out and try to invent a vehicle to enhance the African-American community, we have a vehicle in place that we need the country to get behind, not just this administration, but for the country to get behind so we can affect positive change in our communities.
How is that going to affect
Trump? Oh, very, yes.
It couldn't have been a better meeting. The graciousness, the intelligence, the reception we got was fantastic.
What are some of the specific policies you guys talked about?
Would you repeat that? Well, I think if you talk about what we're trying to really do from the urban developments, and job creations are everything. But I think, you know, we're talking about really what entrepreneurship really looks like from the individual themselves. And I think what the American I Can program has done for so many years is put us at that place, and now we have 30, 40,000 former gang members and people who's changed their lives. But what we believe with the Trump administration is if we can combine these two powers of coming together, forget black or white. Black or white is irrelevant. The bottom line is job creation, economic development in these urban neighborhoods to change the whole scheme of what our kids see for our next future.
And we will. How did you characterize Mr. Trump's outreach to African Americans during the campaign? Do you feel that it was appropriate?
Yeah, well, I think what I do feel is that he's wide open to really helping us change what hasn't been changed. You know, you talk about, you go all the way back, $22 trillion since President Johnson was around, and you think about what that is, of what talking about, like, really solving poverty, $22 trillion that we haven't addressed yet, right? So for us as a black community, for Trump to even step up there, for Mr. President to step up there and say, I'm going to do that, that means everything. And I think that's why me and Mr. Brown is here today.
Did you all vote for him,
Mr. President? No, I did not.
The election is over. Right? We don't need to talk about that. We need to talk about going forward. We're not here to talk about the past.
I'm gonna tell you,
we're here to talk about going
respect.
Forward.
I've been listened to, and we definitely have a partnership.
Yep.
And it's an extension of the outreach program that we put in place that you follow so very closely. Mr. Trump made a commitment to improving the conditions of the lives of African Americans in this country, and this is going to continue the work that we started during this campaign with the National Diversity Coalition and now with AmeriCAN, Jim Brown, Ray Lewis, and it's a great combination. And the president-elect was very enthusiastic about it and committed to doing it.
I think he was excited.
He's made a commitment. He's given a verbal commitment. This was the first of many meetings. He's given us a verbal commitment, and then we're going to go forward. We're going to strategize, and then the next step will be implementation. We're not going to drag our feet talking about this for the next 3 years. This is something that the vehicle is already in place. The model already works.
That's right.
We're just going to energize and empower this model, put the government behind it, put the Trump administration behind it, put the African-American community behind it, put the American community behind it, and we're going to get busy.
I notice those are all really smart, cool, sharp, good-looking guys, and there's tons of black men like that, but you never see them on the news. They put these Don Lemon types, all effeminate, worshiping the government, worshiping corruption, worshiping welfare checks to keep people under control. You mentioned LBJ? Because I've read the writings of that particular NFL current player. He's talking about LBJ saying, I'll have the N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. It was about kicking men out of the house, domesticating people, and they've done it in 60 years. $22 trillion to screw up a community, not to help it, to induct you into prison. And Trump means on delivering jobs, high paying. That's why the world is so angry at him, because the globalists thought they'd won. And the model they've done in the black areas is the model for everybody. Look at the numbers. Every group is going the same direction. Not even saying groups, because everybody's just intermarrying. It's all a bunch of bull, man. Now, there's another clip where they try to derive a racial narrative out of this. You already heard her. Was it appropriate he kept directly addressing the African-American community? I thought that's what you want. Obama wouldn't come to your communities. He'd just spew a bunch of race garbage and go on shows and say whites are more racist than ever, the ones that elected him, creating racism on both sides. So here's the next clip.
Does it concern you at all that in the top four, the big four cabinet posts, Mr. Trump hasn't appointed a woman or a minority?
No, it doesn't concern me. We're talking about this today. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about this. This is what we're talking about. Our focus is right here.
Pause for a minute.
On this American.
Notice Trump's going out and getting the people that will actually get the job done. One of the best salesmen in the world, works in more countries than anybody. Rex Tillerson, you can say he's bad, say he's good. The point is, he's going to get stuff done. He's going out and putting people in place that have the biggest and best credentials to deliver it. It's like in the NFL, you put in the slot whoever's the best player, no matter what color they are. It's the same deal. You want the jobs delivered. You want it to see the Democrats will appoint some black faces, and then your unemployment doubles, and he won't come visit you. It's all image over substance. Trump doesn't care how he looks. He's going to deliver. Quote, you will not be disappointed. You want to be delivered, or do you want to get more bull? By the way, Pastor Manning has been a big fan of Trump, now thinks he's the worst thing since herpes. So he's popping in today. I like Manning, but I got to hear this because Manning's been saying some really goofy stuff. Like, he literally says if you're gay, that fire will shoot out like a torch, a blowtorch out of your rear end. So he observes, he goes, fire will shoot out of a... I love him to death, but I mean, he's just something else. Yeah, he calls Obama the long-legged Mac Daddy. I want to hear his new nickname for Trump. I love Manning. He's something else, I tell you. I don't know what's going on with him, though. Here, let's finish up the clip.
And implementing this program.
Any questions for Ray or for Jeb Brown? What? How do you help hope to use your platform, you know, as famous athletes, as a commentator, to carry this message out there and also hold the administration to their word?
Well, I think one of the things that it's no secret that, you know, if Mr. Brown Papa Brown picks up a phone call and calls anybody in the nation right now who's in the world of athletics entertainment, that phone call is easily picked up. And so for myself, the moment he picked it up for me years ago is the reason why I stand beside him right now with every vision he's put forth. Now, he's passed the torch to me to carry that now. And that's what I want to make sure we carry. But to reach anybody, there's nobody we can't reach. And I think that's why we're here, because we can bring a lot of people to work together. And
we're not here because of politics. We are here to help the President of the United States help the people that need help.
Exactly. Instead of fighting with each other.
Yeah, I mean, I know Dr. Consul personally, and I think he's an excellent choice for this. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just think that's one thing even Mr. President spoke about, is that that's the things he can easily be educated on. Just like people go to classes and go to schools for everything, I'm pretty sure Dr. Carson can be caught up on housing very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant guy.
Any other questions? Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you all. Have a good day.
Which way do we go? This way.
All right, so there you go. There's Jim Brown actually trying to get investment in the black community, while everybody else runs around just trying to create divisions so they can be the race pimps over everybody. I didn't get to it this hour. I got a bunch of guests coming up, but I've got to get to it today. The fake news list Watson put out last week dovetails with this new fake news graphic they put out that's being passed around by MSM. And as usual, they won't say who made it because there's lawsuits connected to it, saying somebody's illegitimate, trying to shut them down out of business. But they say they've got stuff here that they say is totally nonpartisan and totally trustworthy, and they list NPR, BBC, The Washington Post, New York Times, NBC, ABC, AP and Reuters, CNN, USA Today. I mean, this is ridiculous. CNN is one of the biggest liars. The Washington Post is so deceptive, it'll make your head spin. Turns out the CIA didn't say that. It was a subgroup, and the other agencies don't agree. They said all 17 agencies conclusively agree Russia stole the election. The BBC state-run and has been caught with giant pedophile rings in it, just like Penn State. I mean, you look at all these groups. This is crazy. Oh, most untrustworthy, Breitbart, and even lower than that, the lowest is InfoWars. We're the worst there is. That means we're the best there is, you know, an upside-down world. This is, I love it. My name's John Hancock, baby. Get used to it. I sign my name big, proud, and bold. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,